Hello, Audio Boo, and hello, Annual Representative Conference of Equity listeners. The time is 10 past 10, and I'm heading down to sign in for the ARC 2014 conference. Now, what's interesting about this year's conference is during the last 18 months, there's been a massive shift in the internal membership structure of the committees within Equity. And there's been a lot of debate about whether this is going to work, whether it's not, whether it's a good idea, whether it was a bad idea. Eventually, it all went through, and the structure has significantly changed. In the past, you'd had very siloed, skill-specific committees. So you'd have the directors, the choreographers, the fight directors, the lighting, stage management. And then you'd had all the regional. And the one thing that was kind of missing that was odd was an actors' committee, surprisingly. Actors could sit on the council, but it was actually quite tricky for actors to be part of the active committee membership. So, and I don't think that was the only reason why the changes were made. So what's happened is there is the main overall council. Now, this is very simplified, so those of you that know it all inside out, I apologise if I get anything wrong. There is below the council now a set of committees. Now, I believe there's three, there could be four. In fact, I think there's four. You've got the stage and screen. You have got, or stage and screen might be separate. You see, this even, I'm not entirely sure until I look at the flowchart again, but they are definitely represented as industry sectors. There's then variety and entertainment, and then there is a set of equalities committees. And as I say, I'm not sure, and let's look at the flowchart, how they all hang off each other. But within those committees, there have been appointed some subcommittees, so like the original committees. So there is a stage management committee that answers, reports back to the main stage committee. There's a creative there's a creatives committee, which has a set number of directors, designers, choreographers within that committee. So I think there's like two directors and two choreographers, and I think there's three something else. So they have a little industry working party subgroup. So anyway, this is the first conference that is really reflecting the opinions and research and industry practice that's coming out and being reported into those. There's also the regional committees, so every area has a regional branch, and the branches have AGMs which allow them to send a representative to conference. Anyway, with all of this technicality, I'm going to go and sign in. We didn't get a list of who's coming to conference this year, so I still don't know what that is. Stage management, which I'm representing, which I'm sure there'll be a podcast about soon, is our motion is about the role of acting assistant stage managers in large theatre companies, and especially we're talking Society of London Theatre, so the big West End shows. That in a traditional role, it was seen as a route into the industry, that you were acting ASM, you provided a small, it was like a runner, I guess, and then you would progress into the acting. But now shows are so technical and shows are so demanding on the stage managers in terms of reporting, in terms of props, which is the assistant stage manager's major role. It's quite important that that team remains on the stage side and doesn't have the distraction of having to do calls and understudy calls and all that sort of thing. So our motion's not really about anything to do with pay and conditions. It's about the role of modernising stage management going forward in the future, which I think I will leave there. So do tweet on hashtag ARC14. Or do look that up. I'm on at PCM Creative. For those of you who aren't sure, I'm CJ. And I am here in the role of a member of the sub-stage management committee of Equity UK. So heading down now, do check out the activity. If you're involved in the entertainment industry in any way, do get in touch. And if you are an artist, a community artist, and you feel that you're slipping through the net of trade unionism, do give me a message, because there's something very exciting coming up for artists, community artists, workshop leaders, that is going to be happening, or is happening right now. So anyway, annual representative conference, I'm heading down now.